Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man with the skulls shining so bright, lighting the night from sea to shining sea, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Three, two, one. We are live.
We are live. I like how P-Double did that. He channeling his inner kitchen. We are live. Yes, we are, folks. Welcome to the Mr. National Podcast. We are back again on a chilly evening in the studio.
Brrr.
I hope everyone that is listening is, well, today is Cupid Day.
Valentine's, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. We are here.
I almost forgot.
Oh, you're right. You better not.
Better not. P-double and P-single.
Yeah. Right. You had to find a new way of filing your taxes. You be
Don't want that.
Yeah, you have a divorce check on there. You know what I mean? Single, married. You be like, I was married. I forgot the Valentine's Day. I mean, it's a big joke. I mean, come on.
What are you talking about? It's the best day of the year, man. Celebrate romance.
Oh, man. You did celebrate that every day. That's
the
problem.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Every problem. I mean, every you know what I mean? It's every day. It's every day. It's not no one day. Same thing we in February, Black History Month. Do I need a month to tell me I'm black? I'm black every day. You know what I mean? I'm making history. I got my own podcast. Can you believe that?
Wow. Here's to you, Mr. National.
That's a cheers
Bam.
Right there.
Cheers.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, we're in the studio, P-Double, okay? I mean, he ain't, usually he'll rock a beer or something. He's not on no smokestack and that status, but you know what I mean, with the drink. But he'll rock a beer or something. My homeboy got a water today.
Listen, my tummy's upset. Here's what happened, okay? My lovely wife, the lovely Mrs. P-Double, brought home a wonderful Valentine's Day card and some caramel ice cream. And I ate all that ice cream. Mm-hmm. I ate the whole thing. Now I got my tummy hurts.
Oh my goodness, that'll do it. You got ice cream, man. That don't do it. That is, you know. Milk and all that don't go too well with Mr. National no more. You know what I mean? That's
Same here. I'm feeling it.
Right. I stay away from it. I mean, when it comes to treats and stuff, what are you, like a chocolate or a candy?
Caramel's my thing. Caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like chocolate.
I got a real sweet tooth.
Give me a warm brownie with some fudge on it with some ice cream. That's dessert, right? That's it right there.
Hot apple pie with some nice ice cream on it.
People like that too. I'm not an apple pie kind of guy.
Oh.
Yeah. But everywhere, I mean, you guys stayed in, P-Double. That's good. You guys, at least you stayed in, because it's just a mess out there today.
Oh yeah! Don't even get me started on this nuts stuff.
Yeah, everybody running to the restaurants, you know, making reservations.
Oh yeah.
They gonna restaurant industry comes up on this day. This is a come up day. You know what I mean? It's like when the weather people tell you there's a big storm coming. Everybody runs out to the market to get eggs and bread, and more water and stuff. This is a scam. You know what I mean? that's what Valentine's Day is, a scam.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, women get another holiday for the women. I mean, they got too much. They got Mother's Day. They got their birthday. They have Christmas. And then they throw in Valentine's Day. What do the men get? We get Father's Day. You know, you get Father's Day, you get your birthday, and you get Christmas. Where is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Father's Day is kind of not really all that.
No, it ain't observed like all that.
Yeah, it's not like Mother's Day. Which, I like Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day is cool. But again, I don't need one day to say I love my mom, you know.
Right.
All, you know.
I got you. Yes. I think, like, the one I like is Halloween. I think it's fun, fun to see people in their costumes and stuff. You know, kids trick-or-treating, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't like all the candy, too much candy, but...
The candy's cool. I like the chocolate, the Reese's.
I just eat too much of it, and then I end up not feeling good.
Yeah. I mean, that's one you can get into, Halloween. I mean, they talk about ghosts and goblins. Yeah. But at least it don't offend nobody, you know what I mean? Halloween is just all to itself, you know?
Yeah.
You get Thanksgiving, you're like, oh man, it's great, you know, you get to see family, be thankful. But it's a lot of people like, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they get stressed out about it. Getting together with family can be stressful.
It can be stressful, and then the genesis of the holiday goes back to how, you know,
right,
the land was taken away from, you know, the Native Americans, and they ain't feeling all thankful and all that, you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Halloween, it sits out there as, you know what I mean, all by itself. And it's
everybody
like,
can get down with Halloween.
Everybody can get down. You know what I mean? It don't matter if you're you got a boring job, or you can dress up like a fireman.
You want to be right.
You can dress up like a cow. You can be whatever you want on that day.
It's fun.
Yeah. Imagine me dressing up like a construction worker. Putting a hard hat on. That's every day.
You just made me think of something that's in the news. What if I went for Halloween as blackface?
Whoa. Now you can't do that.
That's not nice.
That is not nice. What happened with that? You know, Miss National will be looking at the news.
Man, I'm so jealous of you. You don't look at the news.
I heard about it. I heard something.
You heard something was going on, didn't you?
Somebody
it's crazy. Okay, so there's the governor of Virginia is Ralph Northam,
uh-huh.
I think his name is. And he, in his yearbook from when he was in med school, he dressed up with blackface. They got a picture of him with blackface on, which is just like a super weird thing anyway. I don't get it.
Right, true.
And so he apologized for it, but a lot of people are saying you need to resign. Well, if he resigns, then the lieutenant governor will become the governor. Lieutenant governor is a black guy, but he's been accused of a couple different sexual assaults now. So,
jeez.
So then the next up guy is like the attorney general or something in Virginia. Well, as soon as all this went down, he said, hey, just so everybody knows, I dressed up in blackface too.
He basically said, I don't want the job. You know
so now, I don't know what's going on over there, but it's crazy.
We gotta get Chris Bops on here. He did it too.
Oh, but really?
Our very own Chris Bops. He said, what, really? See, if it happened in EF or in sports, I heard about it.
I don't even get the whole thing. It's so weird.
It is weird, I guess. But I don't know. I guess I don't know. Chris did it. I mean, he got in a lot of trouble over it. He was all down. I remember texting him and everything, like, you know, just shake it off, whatever. Because he's something in the industry of music or something.
Okay.
He was hosting a party, a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris always tries to be, you know, controversial and, you know. He thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny.
Wasn't cool, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't. Didn't go over well. But, yeah, I guess you just can't do that.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of back in the day when Tiger Woods won the Masters the first time, and that guy Fuzzy was a golfer. Fuzzy Zoeller, I think.
Fuzzy Zoeller, yeah.
Zoeller, yeah. He made a comment about, because the winner of the Masters gets to pick the dinner for everybody.
Okay.
And he was like, well, I guess we're going to have fried chicken and collard greens or something like that, he said. Oh, my God. He said about Tiger Woods. Yeah, that did not go well. 2 days later, he was 2 days later, he was crying. Oh, I'm so sorry. You just got to watch it. This is, you know, it's not the 70s no more. It's not, you know, there's no more Archie Bunkers in the world. You know what I mean? There's no more George Jefferson.
Well, a lot of people say, man, people are too sensitive. You know, now we got to watch what we got to say.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I don't know.
I think you do. And you know what? Get over it.
Right. You got to
watch what you say. Think what you say. Think about what you're doing.
Exactly. I mean,
you know, it ain't too much to ask.
It ain't too much to ask to be more. What is it? Sensitive to
politically correct or whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I mean, get over it. I can't wear blackface anymore. Oh, man.
What is this? What is this going on?
This is real bullshit. You're impeding on my rights.
We got next show, we got to get Chris Bops on. We got to talk to Chris. Like, man.
What's going on in Virginia?
Yeah, what's
Chris,
going
tell
on?
Tell us about it.
Right, maybe it's, that's why Chris did. He's in Virginia.
Is he really? There's something in the what is that about? That's just so weird.
Right. What's funny in dressing up in blackface? I don't know. I don't know. Like watching the old, what was it, the Three Stooges, and the black guy in the house. They used to always make him look crazy. When you're younger, you just laugh at it. You thought it's funny. Yeah, then you get older, you see.
You understand the what?
Yeah, they're like that. That wasn't cool. This house sure is crazy. It's like, damn, why are they making them talk like that?
But, well, let's talk about EF and Lexi football. Let's move on from this. Hey, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable.
Hey, this is a Mr. National podcast. You can't feel uncomfortable. Okay? And I mean, can't. You know what I mean? We got it covered. P-Devil's white. I'm black. We can say whatever. You know what I mean? We can laugh about it. It's cool. You know what I mean? It's all right. But hold it. We got to back up. We got to bring closure. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We got to bring closure on this thing. So what's going to happen? Is somebody
getting
fired?
Well, here's the thing.
Because
recently, apparently, somebody in Florida who was a Republican had worn blackface, and it made such an uproar, the guy he quit. He resigned right away. But now this guy's a Democrat. And so all the Democrats that were demanding the Republican in Florida retire or quit, resign, now they're like kind of making excuses for this guy.
For this guy, because he's in their party.
Right. So, I don't know. The guy doesn't want to quit. He keeps apologizing, I think. I'm trying not to follow it. I'm trying to take your cue.
Oh, my goodness. It's tough. Once you get in.
You get sucked in, right?
Yeah, you get sucked in, I guess.
So, I don't know what's going to happen. But if he resigns, then the black guy who's up next, they're asking him to resign too, because he's one of these guys like Bill O'Reilly, or that, you know, freaking guy in Hollywood or whatever, the sexual abuser kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then the next guy is a Democrat and a blackface guy. So then if all three of them resign, then the next one up would be a Republican.
Okay.
And so the Democrat,
he's clean.
Who knows? My thing is this, is like, isn't the Republican in Florida, It's not the blackface that made him racist. Right. It's being a racist made him racist. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but to me, the Democrat, I think a Democrat is more in line with what they have the black community's interest at heart.
Right.
More than the Republicans.
Okay. So does the blackface mean you're a racist? Okay. Does that mean you're a racist? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand what's behind it. I mean, it's so weird.
This is the Mr. National podcast. Next week, we're going to get Chris Bops on. We're going to find out. We're going to talk to a real Virginian. Okay?
I'm afraid.
No, we're going to expose this. We're going to bring it up. On the Mr. National podcast, we are not afraid of any topic. Do you hear me, folks?
Okay. We're going to do it.
Next, okay? And Chris Bops is my boy, okay?
All right.
He's cool. And he did it, and I
we're just going to talk about it.
It was a bad move, but we moved on. So we're going to get Chris Bops. We're going to find out what's behind it. I mean, I've hung around the dude, and he don't come off to me as a racist or anything like that. He's not. He just tried to be a funny joke, and it didn't come off right, and that was it.
Right.
So we'll find out, you know what I mean?
Cool.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. Now that subject is closed. It's P. Double Whistles. Folks, we're in the studio, and he is sweating. He's over there. He's patting his head, his forehead. He's like, oh, my God. I don't want to come off as a racist. P-Double is my guy. He's cool. He's the coolest white dude I know, all right? So that's cool. Now we're going to get on.
We might as well do this government shutdown thing.
Whoa, yeah, while we... All right, there you go.
So I might as well get that out of the way.
All right, now it happened before. It was shut down. Here's another thing, you know, I don't get involved with it. But I did hear it was shut down, and then they resolved it. But now there's talk that it might be another shutdown. P-Double, enlighten us.
Okay, look, last time there was a shutdown is because President Trump, I'm not going to try to insert my opinion in here, I'm just going to tell you what went down. Mm-hmm. President Trump wanted $5.7 billion to build a wall along the border of Mexico, included in the budget.
Right.
The Democrats said, no, you get no money for a wall.
Right.
The Democrats are in charge of the Congress now, the House of Representatives. So they get they call it the power of the purse. They decide how money is spent.
Okay.
So they told Trump, no, you're not going to get that. Well, they couldn't come to an agreement, and so they couldn't have a bill for the budget, and the government has to shut down. Went on for the longest government shutdown in the history of the United States. And after a while, people are getting pissed, as they should be, because it was messed up. But both sides could have come, you know, tried to reach some sort of compromise. So I don't blame the president, and I don't blame the Democrats or the Republicans. It's all of them, or they're all idiots. So, because real people suffered from it.
Right.
So, anyway, they came to an agreement. Let's open the government for 3 more weeks, and then we'll negotiate during those 3 weeks. 3 weeks has passed. It's going to be up tomorrow. They have a bill that gives the president like $1.6 billion for 55 miles of fencing or something,
mm-hmm.
which is not what he wants. So apparently he's very unhappy with that. So what's going to happen is he's going to sign the bill, but then he's going to declare a national emergency, the president is, and then he's just going to build the wall anyway if it's a national emergency.
Right.
So, which is kind of messed up because when you declare a national emergency, it should be an actual national emergency.
Right, exactly, right.
But, I mean, we've had this issue going on for... How long has Mexico been there?
Yeah.
Right. When did Mexico get there?
Right. We got
I think they've been there just as long as, you know, Texas or New Mexico or Arizona or California have been there. So, you know, why not? Why all of a sudden now is it a national emergency? In fact, the number of illegal immigrants coming across the border right now is lower than it's ever been in history. So it's just kind of messed up. But that's the way our government works. And so we'll see what happens.
Man, that is crazy.
Now, but I don't think the government's going to shut down. Trump doesn't want that. Because people were blaming him for it, pretty much.
Well, people blame him for everything. They blame him for the Super Bowl.
Really? You know, I didn't think of that. Damn.
Yeah, everything. I mean, that politics, I don't get into it.
Good for you, man. Good for you. You just on with better things, you know?
Real things. I mean,
live your life, you know. Don't worry about that nonsense.
That's me, man. I'm just trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like a
I knew
bird.
You.
I'm like a peacock. You know what I mean? I'm a peacock. I just want everybody to see my colors. You know what I mean? I got my colors out, and I'm just strutting. You know what I mean? I ain't got no time. Yeah, no time for no nonsense.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I do not turn the news on. I do not turn the TV on. Mr. National does not watch. Only time the TV comes on in Mr. National's crib is to watch sports or to watch a movie. And if that ain't on, then I'm sorry.
And nine times out of ten, the movie's Top Gun.
Maybe eight. I'm still waiting for Top Gun 2.
The sequel.
You know what I mean? The sequel.
It's coming. Right? It's going to happen.
You know what I mean? That's why I like having this podcast. I'm Maverick, and P-Doubles is my goose. It's like, talk to me, goose. You know what I mean? This is why I like this podcast. I'm in my cockpit, and I got P-Double. He's my co-pilot. And I just love it. You know what I mean? I just love doing this podcast. P-Double texts me. He say, you want? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I am a peacock. I'm strutting.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So no shutdown. No shutdown. Nope. And Trump is he's got to build that wall. Okay, because that was his big.
That was his big campaign. Yeah,
that was his campaign. He's got, and I give him credit. He's sticking to it. He wants it. I mean, they blocking it every which way.
Yeah, he's.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, it was hard. I mean, it was a lot of dissension. That's that the whole voting thing just splits the world in half, and I really don't like that. I mean,
yeah.
I just think everybody should be happy or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
It does. So
there's a lot of good things going on that
they don't focus on because they focus on all of this. Oh, Trump did this. Oh, Trump didn't do this. You know.
Right.
Barack would have did this. Hillary didn't do that. Hillary lied about this. You know what I mean? It's just bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? Take electric football. How you got fathers and sons. We kicked off our 22nd year of electric football in the city of brotherly love.
How many father-son combos you got in the league?
Now, see, that's what we have. Kern Robinson and his son Nafis, who hasn't... He played a couple years ago. He's not in, but he has played, okay? We got that combo. We have the longest running combo, Harold King and Kenny King, okay? Awesome. We have that combo. We have Ben Creasy Daniels, who's our defending champion of the league, and his son Ephraim coming back. Ephraim went away to college for a couple years. Just to get himself acclimated with school, he dropped out of the league. He hadn't played in the last 2 years. He's back this year. That was actually our first father-son Super Bowl, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay? Then we have a coach, Charles Abby Vaughn from Harrisburg. Abby played in the Philly League maybe about, I want to say, 15, 17 years ago, 2001. He played.
Mm-hmm.
His son, I think, Dante, is only like 21, 20. His son was a baby when he played. Now he's come back to the league, Abby, and his son is playing in the league. So that's another father-son combination.
Wow, that's really cool.
So you have all these brothers, uncles, cousins, father-sons playing this game. And not just in Philly, all across the country, people.
One of the most famous father-son combos is the Gridiron Buzz Network. Roger and Dustin.
So, and Dustin just had a birthday. I want to say happy belated birthday to Dustin, who does an outstanding job with the Gridiron Buzz.
Yeah,
he just had a birthday. They are dynamite.
Yeah, they are really. My brother-in-law watched a game last weekend on the Gridiron Buzz, and he texted me and said, "Man, this is really great. What a great coverage. It's better than some of the NFL games."
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's really enjoying it.
I mean, people, they have people actually, you know, changing up their schedule to make sure they catch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how good it is. You know what I mean? I don't know. Well, see, with the Mr. National podcast, we gotta get a regular tape date and you know, P Double's got to do all his editing and stuff. You know what I mean? So we don't have a set time. But if we did, I wonder how many people would set their schedules to listen to the Mr. National podcast. I'm glad we can't find out because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. Maybe a big zero. You know what I mean? I'm glad we can't. But those, the Gridiron Buzz, Dustin and Roger, great father son, but that's the kind of stuff that's going on. That's the stuff that they don't concentrate on. They don't focus on.
Oh, here's something you need to know. I was talking to Montego Jones the other day, who's arranging the Apex. He's him and Brian Phillips arranging the Apex Electric Football Tournament in Georgetown, Kentucky. The league, the team style league tournament.
Yeah, it's coming up March the 10th, 8th,
and March 8th and 9th in Georgetown, Kentucky. And so he was talking about getting a little bit of flack for putting on this tournament. And I told him, hey, man, don't worry about the people who don't show up. You worry about the people who are there. I got that from Mr. National.
Yo, that's there you go. Mr. National inspires, okay? You know what I mean? Hey, that means a lot. I mean, Kitchen told me that. I mean, Dustin said that. That's crazy. That's crazy.
But he said, man, I've been thinking about that ever since you told me that.
And, no way.
Yeah, he really liked that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you put on events, I mean, yeah, that's what you got to do, dude. I mean, can't be worrying about all the people. Oh, they can't make it. Don't even think about them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just get it on.
Yeah. Who's here? We're gonna turn up. We're gonna be lit. Okay. You know what I mean? It's funny how you start something in the EF. It's really in anything, and right off the jump, oh, I'll be there. I'll support it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's on the bandwagon. But then when it comes down to, like, sending in your money or the day of, oh, man, my dog died, or, you know what I mean? I got to get new tires on the truck, you know?
Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I got a doctor's appointment.
What? The doctor's appointment?
Right.
Well, how long you had that doctor's appointment scheduled?
Exactly.
For the weekend.
Don't even let that bring down your joy. Keep on trucking. Like Tina Turner, Proud Mary.
Keep on turning.
Keep on turning. You know what I mean? Keep on turning. But, yeah, our Electric Football League kicked off the 22nd year. A lot of father-sons. A lot of games got played. talking about Brian Phillips, him and his brother Darryl came out. Jermaine was there. It was a great turnout. That's Joe awesome. Greco.
Yeah. Saw pictures saw pictures on Facebook. They look great, man.
Yeah, good time. Steve Tall. Dude, we had Andrew Patola came out from Connecticut.
Nice.
Ed Rue Morgans, who hasn't played in years competitively. But back in the day, he lived in Dumfries, Virginia. I'm not sure where Rue lives at right now, but he drove out.
Wow.
He came out.
Wow.
Karen.
ITZ Kitchener, Karen, yeah.
ITZ Karen came in from Ohio. Wow. Want to give a quick shout out to Manny Hall, who won the IEFL. That's the other Philly league. Some people say the little brother or the baby brother league. I just say it's just another league in Philly.
Doesn't Manny DeHall do great figures like painting and?
Yeah, he did that Frank Gore. I think he put up a picture of a Frank Gore.
His are really nice. I think is he an artist too?
No.
Oh, okay.
He ain't no Paul Pate. Come on, he ain't no PaulPate.com. Okay, no. P-double, my boy. But no, Manny, dude, back when we first... Manny is one of two people that I knew before I got into electric football. I actually knew Manny before we started playing.
Oh, wow.
The other coach is Kern Robinson. We kind of grew up together. So, me and Manny used to play a couple basketball leagues. He was coming off the bench. Of course, Mr. National was starting. Okay. He was my backup. He was my understudy. You know what I mean? Manny Hall. But back in the day, he used to hand paint everything with like a little toothpick.
Wow.
Just a little toothpick. He did everything with a toothpick. Now he's got the great brushes. He combines decals with the paint. But Manny is great. I mean, that Frank Gore color rush figure, he was like, I want to do a color rush for you. And I was like, all right, let me know how much I owe you. He was like, dude, stop it. He's like, we brothers. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I was like, all right, I mean, yeah, would you want to be on the Mr. National podcast?
What's your angle? What's your angle, Manny?
What's your angle, dude? You know what I mean? No, he had no angle, man. He was good dude.
That's cool.
But he won the Super Bowl. He beat Lorenzo Branty, the Texans versus the Cowboys. Cowboys pulled it out. So Manny is playing in our NFL league, which is the smaller league, 8 games a season. Great. It's great, Peter. What you got going on? Anything in electric football?
No, the Hulk was putting out feelers for trying to get a league started in Detroit, and I want to play so bad, but I can't play until the fall. So.
No, right.
And
plus, it's not Toll Pro. They're not using pro rules, so
I just can't travel. I live so far on the sticks. I got to go a long way to play electric football. So,
right, yeah. Hey, that's so. You go build it, and they will come. You know, Jim, if the Hulk want to really get some elite, go toe pro. Toe pro rule set. You will get the coaches.
Yeah.
Ain't that football.
Yeah. If you want to, if you're a real football head and you understand about football and you want to use football strategy in your electric football game, you'll play toe pro, you know?
I can't wait for Kit to be done with his service contract.
I don't know, man. I think he's probably just making too much money and he can't give it up.
He don't want to give it up. Yeah, he definitely want to show Toe Pro to the world. Listen, Coach, Kit, if you listening to the Mr. National podcast with your boy P-Double, one of your top disciples, the Apostle Paul, okay, you need to get out of them army fatigues and get your headset on, get you some khakis and get on the sidelines of the electric gridiron.
and start coaching up this toe pro, okay?
Yeah. Don't, yeah, we need you here, kid. We need you here.
We need you. We need you here. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Calling out Kid Kitchen. Oh, my goodness. You're flirting with disaster, Mr. National.
Oh, man. I can't wait for the comment section. Listen, when we post this thing up, please leave some comments. P-Double and myself, we read the comments. We'll check them out.
I know Hulk's avid listener. He's always talking about.
Always.
Man, you going to put me on the radio or what?
Hey, Hulk, I have nothing to do with it. It's all up to P-Double.
Come on
now. P-Double tells me if we got special guests, and I'm like, hey, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just the voice. You know what I mean? Listen, we just missed the NBA trading deadline.
And yeah, I was waiting for big. Yeah, go ahead.
The big hoopla was LeBron and the Lakers put a full court press on the Pelicans and Anthony Davis. It's like, come to us.
Yeah.
Home. You know what I mean? It was like, LeBron.
We're going to trade Luke Walton for Anthony Davis.
Lakers put their whole team up. And I don't know what that does to the psyche of the player. You know what I mean?
Well, what does it do to the Pelicans when he says, I want to trade?
Well, I mean, he's tired of losing. I mean, I can see that. Yeah. He's tired of losing.
Then start playing some ball, man.
We're small market. Nobody wants to come here. And he's been there. He's been like one of the top two, three, four, top five players in the league. And he's
How many years has he been in the league?
Oh, four maybe.
Has it been that long? Damn.
Yeah, he's been losing. And he's been good. Yeah. He can put up monster numbers.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
But, I mean, they get guys, and they still lose it. So, that part I can understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
We are a small market. We can't bring in the players that we need to do this. So, I want to be traded.
Well, here's another thing, too. I'm sorry.
The part is, I can get that part. What about these Laker guys? They put their whole team, Cooper, Ball, Ingram. They were like, we're going to trade all you guys. Just one guy. Now, it didn't go down. They're like, how do you go back to them guys and say, come on, let's rally?
Yeah, let's go. They're go, fellas.
Yeah. No, fuck you, man.
Right.
You guys are just trying to cut me out with all these guys like I ain't nothing. Now you want me to bust my ass and play? That's the part of that. That's tough.
No, yeah.
That's tough.
And these teams, one of those trades went down during the middle of a game. The guy got done with his game and he found out he was traded. Can't remember who it was. Yeah.
I mean, one of the big deals is in the East. I mean, the Sixers are all in. They got Tobias Harris. They got a strong five. You know what I mean? The Sixers.
Yeah.
But they traded all their depth. They have no bench, okay? They're all trying to make a push to get to this finals, okay? The other team in the East, the Raptors, they got Mark Gasol from Memphis. The Grizzlies, right.
Yeah.
He's been here forever. Great player.
Yeah.
They got him over the Raptors. So those teams are
everybody's gunning for the Celtics.
It's not even that the Celtics are not even – in first place. Milwaukee is. It's Milwaukee. Sixers, are in fifth place.
What?
I mean, they're all trying to come out of the East. Okay?
Right.
And I'm thinking, you're all playing for second place.
Right.
As long as Golden State got Garnett, what is his name? Durant. Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I just don't see that team losing.
Right.
They're tough. I mean, I think the Celtics got enough. The Celtics can get there. I think they can give them a game. I see the Golden State coming out the West, and I see the Celtics coming out the East. I think it's going to be the Celtics and the Warriors.
You don't see the Rockets or the Thunder.
No,
No.
Challenging for it.
Oh, I like the Thunder. I like the way Paul George and Westbrook are playing together. But in a seven game series to beat Golden State, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's gonna be tough. Yeah. And I'm a Spurs guy. Spurs don't have nothing. No. I'm a Celtics guy. Spurs and Celtics are my two teams, okay? Keeping it on the hardwood and the ball, what about my Blue Devils? Is Zion Williamson a freak of nature or what? This dude, this kid is like 6'7", 280 pounds. His head is over the rim when he rocks when he dunks. He's insane.
You think he's gonna translate well in the NBA?
That's to be. We'll find out. But I know one thing: he's gonna be the number one pick.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
He's gonna be the number one pick. He's gonna have his own shoe. And after that, I mean, you know, hey, he got the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He won the lottery ticket. Okay. He is the number one pick, and he's gonna get a shoe deal. He should translate. I just think he's kind of a tweener. I think his size, he's not that tall. He's not that tall, 6'7". That's a shooting guard. That's a point guard.
Right, right.
So I don't know. It's hard to say. He's freakish athletically, but that height with his, he's going to have to be able to guard small forwards and shooting guards.
I mean, he's going to have to play basketball. He's going to have to play basketball, you know. He's just not going to be pure athleticism, you know.
I mean,
like LeBron.
But the flip side is he might can't guard his position, but can his position guard him?
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's 280 pounds. That's heavier than Joel Embiid. That's Marcus Gasol weight. He's 280 pounds. So when he puts that, he puts his back on you, okay? You're moving, okay?
A la Charles Barkley or something.
There you go. Talking about backs, what about those women on the Stack with Nat show page? Hump Day.
Oh, man, I scrolled right by him. I was at work.
Shout out to the webmaster of the Stack with Nat show. Where do you find these chicks at? It's amazing.
He is definitely the master.
I get these messages like, man, look, these girls and this and that, and I'm like, I don't see that stuff, man. I'm at work. I'm freezing my balls off. It's 30 degrees. I'm working with water. I'm standing in water. My feet cold, P-double. I ain't got time to look at no damn, updates or nothing. I mean, I try to catch it if I'm home or something, but when I see it, it warms me up.
It can feel all warm inside.
It warms and fuzzy inside when you see it, though.
Some of them are pretty curvy, I would say, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole, that's a site, that's a man's man site, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got trucks, you got cigars, you got women.
Guns.
You got guns and stuff. You got feet. I think it's more sex with the feet. I mean, you got feet, you got women in high heels.
I gotta tell you about the thing with the, I've been meaning to tell you about this. So.
With the Mr. National Podcast.
So I've been bragging to my wife how I smoked you guys in the NFL Pick'em Challenge, right? And so I show her every week, you know, look, these guys, they just can't hang with me, you know. So then I'm like, okay, he's ready for the picks for the playoffs. And so I start sending her my picks. And then I had to admit to her that I couldn't understand how to do the spread. To work this.
Oh.
so And then Smokestack sent me a Wikipedia article on how Vegas determines the spread and how you're supposed to do your picks. And I was like, telling my wife, I said, man, I'm so embarrassed. I don't understand what the spread is. And she says, oh, you should be embarrassed. Mr. Nationals is going to have to pull your man card.
For real, if I do that, it's Patriots minus 2 points, meaning they got to win by more than 2 points to actually win.
Cover the spread. I know that's what I was trying to do. But you guys started correcting me. Like, I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, I need to go to school.
Well, you can't smoke. I'm going to tell you the truth. When we used to do it before you came around, it was Smokestack, myself, and Damon Lucas, and we started this with a we had a wager, you know what I mean? It was
right.
Like money on the line for the winner. And I remember when we started this one up, and Stack was saying, "Well, what are we playing for?" And I was like, well, I don't think he's into it for that. I was like, we just want to do it for fun. And, I don't want to still pursue your parade and that, but it was just like, you know, I was just picking teams, okay? And then...
Oh, no, man. I'm like, this is my moment to shine.
Right. And then when you was like, oh, I'm kicking your ass, dude. And I was like, whoa. And I looked, and I'm like, damn, he is. So if you remember, there was like a stretch where I stepped it up. He was like,
yeah.
Whoa, you catching up, man. You,
right.
I mean, you, I don't know if you're going to catch me, but damn, you are game. I was like, well, let me just look at this shit. You know what I mean? Let me get it right. You know, so.
Oh, no, I was poring over the stats every week, you know, studying it.
Yeah.
I was doing like my Belichick, I was padding. It was like Belichick had me padding.
Well, yeah, you was running up the score. You were like a college team. You were just still throwing. You was up 21 and still throwing the ball. You know what I mean? You were going for blood. You smelled blood and you went for blood.
Hey, let's recap the Super Bowl.
But, well, the Super Bowl was, you got it right. I remember when we did the last show. What are we up to trip right now, Mr. National Podcast? And I want to thank P-Double for bringing this all together. And everybody that's listening, get over to his website, www.paulpate.com, okay? When we were talking about it, I really thought the Rams were going to show out. The defense did. But
right.
the coach and the quarterback, the offense just shit the bed. I don't know. In the biggest game of the year, you don't run Todd Gurley till his legs fall off. You know
right.
what I mean?
I don't understand that.
Unless,
I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, I mean it's a new time. I mean, the guy's got an injury or something. You can't play him. They don't play him.
Yeah.
It's like baseball. You know all this pitch count.
Yeah.
The pitch, the guy was all right. You just threw him. Throw his fucking arm off. Okay?
Right. It's
now
a Super Bowl.
Now you got the pitch count, ice on it. It's the Super Bowl, but they said he had like a lingering injury. They didn't want him to cause further damage. But give the Patriots, I mean, I hate the Cheatriots or whatever you want to call them. But they did what they had to do.
Yeah, they did what they had to do. That sums it up right there.
Right, he shut down two of the top offenses in the first half. He shut out Kansas City. Kansas City figured it out and made a game of it in the second half. The Rams never really
never
put the game in jeopardy.
Yeah, that was my analysis of the game. I thought it was a close game, but it was boring because I knew the Rams never threatened. You know, they were never really in it.
Right.
Yeah.
You never felt that the Rams were going to make a serious run. It was just Gurley. I mean, what's that quarterback?
Jared Goff.
He just looked out.
And I attribute that to the defensive scheme. I mean, he looked confused the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
So
the whole game. Yeah. And I give the Rams defense, they make Brady didn't have a good game. Other than throwing the Edelman every fucking play, it was nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They talk about Brady to boot. Nah, get out of here. But it was a great Super Bowl. What about the halftime show, P.W.? Halftime show and the commercial. What do you think?
I watched the Stack with Nat show at halftime. I was on the Stack with Nat show at halftime.
I thought the halftime show was good.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
That's right. Well, we was doing the show at the beginning. I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all.
The commercials were pretty good. The greatest commercial of all time.
Yeah, the football
was the NFL one.
Yeah, that was great.
The dinner and Mark and I lit. Yeah, the football.
Yeah.
That was, oh my. Oh,
I know you loved it when Joe Montana threw it to Jerry Rice. And they said, no, cowboy.
Yeah. No can do, cowboy. Mike Irvin, like, I'm open. No can do, cowboy. I'm going to Rice. Oh, it was good. It was a couple people that they could have got into it. I mean, but.
I really liked the one when Franco Harris made the Immaculate Reception. That was pretty cool.
Dude. When it came down, I said, that's Franco.
Yeah.
And they showed up, I'm like, I know it.
You called it, huh?
And it was David Thomas made do his teacup thing, his little teapot, and then Ed Reed came up and smashed him. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, if you have a football lover. Barry Sanders
making everybody miss.
Yeah.
And then Emma says, you know I got more yards than that guy.
Yeah.
It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm missing my... I think an Audi commercial where the guy's like, Grandpa, he's in this Audi and he's in this brand new Audi and all of the dashboard and everything. He's feeling the steering wheel and he's like, and then it was like, he flashes back. He's at work and he was choking on something and he was almost dying. His grandpa was dead. But he was like in heaven or something, seeing his grandpa in this Audi. And ladies, makes him spit out the chicken bone, and then he's just sitting there at his computer screen. That was I thought that was awesome.
I don't remember that. I must have missed that one.
Oh, dude, you after the Mr. National Podcast show, you got to go YouTube Audi Super Bowl commercial.
Okay, all right.
You will laugh your ass off. And next podcast, I'm gonna check you on that homework. I'm gonna quiz you.
I got you. All right.
What do we have anything else?
Hey, one more topic was Belichick's padding. Because you remember the padding? Belichick padding? When he makes his coaches do padding?
No, I didn't know about that.
I thought you posted that about Belichick, what he does for his, makes his assistant coaches do. They pad games. So they got to watch it. You didn't. I thought you were the one that posted about that.
Huh.
Oh. Shoot. All right. Never mind.
No.
Belichick makes his. If you're one of his assistant coaches, you got to watch a game. You got to take game film and watch it, and then write like a paragraph on every single player of every single game, every single play, like what they, you know, and analyze how they did on that play.
No way.
And
no,
it's like, it's like 20 hours of work to do this, and then he marks it down and stuff. Yeah, he's insane. But he's the best coach in the history of sports, I think.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why Bill Walsh is the dean. Hey, Bill Belichick, I mean, he could. I take that. I think he is the reason that they went, not Brady. I think it's Belichick.
Right, yeah, I do too. He's almost as good as Tom Landry was.
Almost. Tom Landry could not beat the Steelers, so that's Tom Landry's, you know, downfall. Okay, he couldn't do it. For those, this is a podcast. P-Double just pointed to the Tom Landry shadow profile of Tom Landry. He ain't even in the top. Is he in the top five?
Oh, come on, top five. You know that they had a winning record for like 26 years.
All right, he's maybe top five. I'm thinking Bill Walsh, Belichick, Lombardi, Chuck Knoll, and I guess I got to go Lounger. Lounger might sneak in at five.
Yeah, that's a good list.
He might sneak in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it right there. Belichick, Walsh, and no order. Belichick, Walsh.
Lombardi.
Belichick, Walsh. Lombardi, Chuck Knoll, and Tom Lounger. Five. I go with that. That's my top five.
Can't argue with that.
All right. I mean, I don't know, P-Double. I think we might have a rap. I think we might have a show.
That's
might have a Mr. National podcast number 21. Is it a rap?
It's a rap.
Going once, going twice, three times. This podcast is sold.
We out. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.